Right, I found her. Now, please can I have my wallet back? I'm here in person now.
Some ID.
I haven't got any ID on me.
You could be any guy. This is the radio.
Go to sleep!
I'm
going to
scream and say some guy's
trying
to steal my wallet on the street.
No, don't. You're not going to scream and say some guy's trying to steal my wallet.
On the street.
No, just give me my wallet back. She won't. She's not. She's going. Come back.
Are you
going
to...
She's actually running along the road.
Are you going to...
Hang on, I'm losing her.
You're losing her? You're chasing after a girl.
She's done a runner. She weaved in and out of cars and then she's gone. I can't believe this.
This is Radio 1. Now, I don't want to act like a school teacher here, but there's three members of a production team in this studio at the moment, one of which is Laura. I was quite happily out there drinking a cup of tea, looking for the sport for 5 o'clock. Scott's disappeared. Would you like to tell me what's going on?
I was talking to my colleague. We realised we didn't know where Scott was.
Right.
I still don't know where he is. And we tried to load in some stuff to play.
But you couldn't.
It wouldn't work.
Right. So has anybody seen Scott? No? What? One that doesn't speak? So he said another one that doesn't speak? No. Car out there? No.
Is he dead?
No. But he might be in the toilet, apparently.
What if he's got locked in like Rachel?
Now the Radio 1 toilet, I have to say, the men's one, I had a great problem getting out of last week at one point. I am hoping to God he has been locked in the toilet, because this could make a very funny 15 minutes. That's happened to me before. It's the same one. It's had a dodgy lock on it for about 6 years. And Dave Pearce got locked in it the afternoon after I got locked in it. And annoyingly, he could fit out the window. And at the time, I couldn't.
Do you think Scott's going to be able to fit out the window?
I don't know. He's on a fitness programme at the moment, so he is losing a bit of weight. I tell you what, this is Radio 1. It's 4:45. We will play Just Jack at no time. And keep my fingers crossed that he is locked in the toilet. There is no sign of him.
That was Just Jack and No Time. Hello, I'm back.
So what happened? I was just sat on my feet on the desk through there in the live lounge, having a cup of tea, reading the sport, getting ready for 5 o'clock. And then I was aware after about 10 seconds that there was nothing happening. And then I looked
so
through the window.
So was I, in the toilet.
And Laura was in a state of panic.
All I could do was hear the song fade. And I was like, surely they're professional enough to play another one. But no.
Well, I wasn't even in here. Oh. I'm passing the blame. So tell me, was it just an incredibly long poo that you
just had? I don't know who is responsible for sorting out the toilets at Radio 1, but here's a national radio plea.
Okay.
Right? Dave Pearce has got stuck in there. Rachel, off of the Chris Miles show, has got stuck in there. You nearly got stuck in there the other day.
No,
so did I.
But it fell, that handle in the male loo fell off with me in that toilet 6 years ago.
Right.
Six years
ago.
That toilet handle has been broken.
Right.
Right? So that is not good enough, is it?
No. Seriously, I'm a little bit traumatised. You know how small that window is in the gent?
Yeah.
I then had to climb out of that, check my T-shirt.
So you actually...
I climbed out once, and I was like, right, well, where do I go now? Because it's just like it's like a little courtyard bit, and there's a ladder, which doesn't go anywhere.
Right. So where did you go? Because that room next to it, what used to be the smoking room, that's been blocked up, hasn't it?
Yes. But then...
Yeah.
One of the ones who doesn't speak, nice lady, went into the ladies and was like, Scott, follow me to the ladies' toilet. I'm like, I can't, love, I'm locked in. She's like, no, climb out the window and then I'll open the ladies' window and then you can get in that way. And then she gingerly held my hand and I fell in.
She fell in through the window of a ladies' toilet.
It wasn't dignified.
It's happened to us all.
So that's that then.
Are you all right then? Because I don't want you being traumatised before your hot date later.
Oh, what's the problem, Laura?
I thought you were dead.
Oh, God, jeez. I'm fine. It's all fine.
I thought it was hilarious, however.
10 to 5. This is Plain White Tees.